Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, December 11th, 2012 edition of the Sand Senate Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Remember, it's Patch Tuesday today. I hope we'll have the usual patch overview live around 1 p.m. Eastern or such. Well, whenever Microsoft comes out with its version of the patches. But let's take a look what we have in diaries today. First, the spam slash phishing email that's going around right now targeting accountants. It is claiming that your CPA license is going to be revoked because you were part of a tax fraud scheme. This in particular sort of interesting because tax time, of course, is starting up now here in the US at least and probably in other countries as well. So this email may actually trick various people into clicking on the link. And that's really all they want here. Once you click on the link, you're being redirected a couple times until you arrive at the typical exploit kit, which will test your browser for various vulnerabilities and then try to launch some Java exploit. Of course, with the ongoing focus of malware actors onto small business checking accounts, this is particularly targeting a group of individuals that likely do have online access to these accounts. And then we keep hearing about mass exploits against Joomla installs. Joomla is a very popular PHP-based content management system. And while the Joomla software itself isn't actually all that bad, a big problem are vulnerable extensions that people install. Also extensions that then prevent you from updating to the most recent version of Joomla in case Joomla itself happens to have a vulnerability. If you do run Joomla, take a look at the Joomla website. They now have a list of known vulnerable extensions, so definitely uninstall them and overall limit the number of extensions you do have to make it easier to actually keep Joomla itself and the extensions updated. There is no real sort of easy update scheme for Joomla, which of course also makes it more likely that you're running a vulnerable version. We do also see quite a bit of sort of just blind hits against Joomla. So if you have your 404 logs, it would be interesting to look for anything hitting Joomla. Also, if you could consider submitting them via our 404 project to contribute to our database of web vulnerability scans. But let's see what we have in other news. The Register is reporting that fake QR codes have now been sighted in the wild. We have warned about this a few times already. In this particular case, it appears that people are slapping stickers on top of normal posters or normal QR codes. So if you're scanning the sticker, you may end up with a malicious website. Not really all that sure how effective that is and how many people are actually scanning these QR codes. But on the other hand, if you do happen to scan a QR code, make sure that whatever application you use to scan it will first display the URL to you before it actually redirects you. We had, for example, some proof of concept exploits that also allowed resetting phones by connecting the user to a malicious QR code. And about a month ago, Google released the latest version of Android 4.2 or Jelly Bean. Now, one of the important security features in this version of Android was the ability to verify applications. The way Google advertised that was that now with this new version of Android, if a user installs a malicious application from a place other than Google's Play Store, the application will be tested whether or not it's malicious. Well, it turns out that only the SHA-1 hash of the application is sent to Google and then verified against a database of malicious applications. The SHA-1, however, is very easy to change and obfuscate, all you have to do is make a minor change, an insignificant change to the binary. And that's in part how the SHA-1 hash is designed to detect these small changes. In this case, the application will no longer be detected as malicious and be approved for install. Overall, this research paper found that only about 15% of currently available malicious applications are recognized as malicious by this new feature. Anyway, this is it today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.